Welcome back to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, sponsored by South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. It is my great, great pleasure to welcome Lachelle Connex Wiley, market manager at Taste New York at Todd Hill. And Lachelle, jump in if I'm make any mistakes, okay? I'm just reading off the language here I found online. Taste New York was launched in 2013 to promote New York's food and beverage industries. It is overseen by the Department of Agriculture and Markets and has created opportunities for local producers to showcase their goods. The program has also opened stores at rest stops along the state's highways. And specifically, I'm thinking of Todd Hill, which is right on the Taconic Parkway, if I'm not mistaken, and in transportation hubs, enabling travelers to buy New York State's homegrown and homemade products. What's the best way to check out your market?
We have Lachelle? A website, which is tastenytoddhill.com.
Perfect.
I would go there first. We also have Facebook and Instagram.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Easy to find. You can't miss Taste New York. Welcome, and thank you, Lachelle, for coming on Tasting Tuesdays, by the way.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. Well, I was thinking, is it okay to kind of condense the description of Taste New York as basically a smaller indoor farmer's market type of, is it similar or
sure.
a close relation of that?
Right. I think how I would describe it is a specialty retail grocer, and
okay,
our specialty focuses on New York State products only. So everything in our shop is from New York State, which makes it unique and supports the mission of what it is we're trying to do, which is to bring more economic vitality to agricultural communities and more revenue to small producers, the artisanal products that are so lovely that are made right here in New York State.
So what do the customers, how are they rewarded by shopping at Taste New York, for instance?
Well, the dollars spent stay in New York State. I mean,
okay,
so
there you go.
The customer is rewarded because we've curated the best of and what's trending, and they know that their dollar is going right back to that, mm-hmm, you know, small business that I've purchased from. And the customer is also rewarded if they stop at the Todd Hill Market by just the oasis that it is there, you know, in the middle of the Taconic Parkway, which is lovely, scenic, but you're,
yes,
kind of in no man's land, you know, between New York City and Albany. And it's a great place to stop, use the restroom. It's a pit stop. You can refill your coffee. You can grab a sandwich, grab a snack, pastry. You can buy anything, almost everything you would need to cook a nice meal at home if you're heading up to a weekend getaway or, mm-hmm, a second home, or backwards going back to the city and you need some groceries for the week. I mean, we do have it all.
Yes, and I was mentioning after the Midday Show, I'm going to be driving my son back down to a New York City airport, and I'll be passing right by there. And you're right, unless you're going to get off the parkway, it's the most ideal thing. Now, if you're listening in and you happen to be a truck driver, I'm sorry. Well, you know, it's a parkway, but we still care about you, and we want you to also eat the best products you possibly can on the way. You know, I mean, I'm joking around a little bit, but the truth is that there aren't a lot of healthy alternatives when you're on a trip going down, you know.
Right.
If you're on the thruway, there's no Taste New York.
Well, there is a Taste New York.
Wait a minute,
on the
stop.
Thruway.
Oh, I stand
stop,
corrected
stop,
or
Adam,
sit correct.
Stop. No, there is.
Oh, great.
Well, if you're trucking on I-87 up north around exit, just north of exit 21B.
That's where I live.
Coxsackie, there's a lovely new gleaming structure there, the I Love New York, a little plug for I Love New York there,
sure.
But there's a Taste New York situated within that big brick building as you're going northbound as well. And then there's smaller kiosk type Taste New York installments in the Apple Greens rest areas,
okay,
which are, you know, everywhere on the thruway.
Okay, very good.
So you can find the local product there as well.
Tell me a little bit, Lachelle, about your past and your history and what brought you to this. I mean, from the little I know about you, I can tell already you're an enthusiast when it comes to food.
Oh, sure.
By your presentation, and we're going to get to the samples momentarily.
Certainly. Well, I've been managing the Taste New York Market at Todd Hill for nearly 11 years now, since inception. And I can't let it go because it's a passion project for me where mm-hmm. I feel like my expertise in culinary, when I'm a trained chef as well, and managed a few farmers markets around the Hudson Valley in my time, and just really bringing all that together under one roof. And it's meaningful work for me. And so that what brings me here. And I love food. I love wine, spirits, you know, making it all look good and taste good. And that's it's aesthetic.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And that you brought a cider today. We'll get to that momentarily. And, but like a farmer's market, and it'll be my last time comparing you with the Taves New York to a farmer's market. But I assume businesses can, they apply for... be a tenant of Taste Here?
Right. So we have a couple things going, actually. So we have the indoor retail vendors, and then we also do host a market outside on Fridays.
You know, right there on the... in the
we call it the front plaza.
But, I like it. Yeah.
And vendors can apply. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Dutchess County is the operator for the Todd Hill location. Mm-hmm. Each location has its own operator with its own set of requirements for vendors. And so you would get in touch with us in that way if you were interested in becoming a vendor for retail or for the outdoor market.
Right. If you're a potential, or if you are a real retailer and this interests you, again, what's the best way to reach out or with the best?
Sure. You could email us at tastenytoddhill@cornell.edu.
Got it. And we'll make this information available to everybody. All right. The only thing I was about to say, let's get into the samples because, you know, they're right in front of me. But it just also, as you talk, it sounds like you have a vision and it's an evolution or a process that your career is taking you to. And maybe you have a vision for Taste New York and for, Todd Hill and where, you know, you'd love to have it get to a certain point or certain goal.
Sure. Well, and our funders at the New York State Department of Ag and Markets are mm-hmm. really the ones with that overarching vision. And of course, they do ask for input, and I give that freely. But, you know, we've always been in stride. And like I said, it's a passion project for me as well. So I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just want to see the business flourish and be sustainable. And that's really, you know, what all the Taste New York mission is. So that there's enough traffic, you know, at these locations to generate that revenue that we need to cover the expenses, like with any other business or nonprofit. I mean, it is a business at the end of the day. But, you know, just to you know, get new vendors in, to stay with mm-hmm. trends, mm-hmm. to
grow,
you know, to grow and to watch the wholesalers that we're supporting grow.
Right.
Hire employees if they need them. Bring new technology into their business, whether it's software or machinery or more agritourism or, you know, it's in the Hudson Valley. You know, I think we're known for our destinations and events. And Taste New York is that part of that journey, something along the way, and it's the destination.
You're listening to Tasting Tuesdays here on 98.1 KZE. And my guest today is Lachelle Connex Wiley, who is the market manager at Taste New York at Todd Hill. And we're getting to the tastings now. What have you got here?
Okay, let's sure. see. Well, an overview here. Today we have a... cheese and honey on mm-hmm. a nice cracker with a rustic handmade cracker with a little Kalamata olive flecks baked in. And it's so beautiful in the studio here today as the sunlight streams through. This honeycomb with honey is just a beautiful shade of gold and just picking up all the light. And then we have a camembert cheese, which is from the Old Chatham Sheep Herding Company, which is a tried and true cheesemaker that's since moved from Old Chatham over to Groton, New York, but still a New York State vendor. And that's a blend. It's a soft ripened cheese with a very nice rind. And it's a combination of sheep's milk and cow's cream. Mm-hmm. And then moving over to our second board here, we have cooked potato small bite with a pea shoot and lamb chorizo sausage. And that's from Point of View Farm, which is right down the road here in Bengal, New York. And the pea shoots, by the way, are from Tongor Farm, which is over in Stone Ridge, I believe. Yeah, Stone Ridge. And that'll give that some a nice earthy crunchiness. The potato will be, you know, kind of a pillowy, you know, mush, and then salted with a little olive oil. And the chorizo, of course, is just nice and meaty and mealy and has nice spice heat to it. And then at the end, we are going to try a little bit of this fancy product from our friends at Fruition. Right. Chocolate Works.
Our mutual friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And recent, I chose, it's recent just a chocolate Tuesday bar, guest. But hey, mm-hmm. you know, it's a pretty fancy chocolate bar. It's a passion fruit pop, so it's actually got a little pop rock in it, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And some elderflower as well, so it has this nice floral and tropical fruity fruitiness with deep dark chocolate, and that's a really nice pair.
And I think it's okay to say that we're probably still having our... We're experiencing a Valentine's Day hangover still.
Yeah, all right. That's well, right.
All right. I'm going to taste. Hold on.
Okay. And then also, Adam, while you come over to bring it all together, I brought this lovely effervescent quince hard apple cider from Nine Pin Cider Works. So we're going to pop that cork right now. It's actually a cap because I think this will be a nice palate cleanser.
I'm all for that.
Nice. And this quince cider, sorry about that.
It's okay.
The quince cider is going to be like a sweet tart and then have this lovely, you know, small bubbles that will just wash away any of that. You know, the fat from the cheese, the honey is also a very rich kind of
what
can be cloying and with that wax. And then here, you have to do your little cider chaser. And then we also have on the cheese plate, we have this
little cider,
magnificent Crispin apple, which is a variety that we don't see often in stores here. Not every grower grows it. It is an apple that's primarily used in hard cider making. And it's big and it's a little bit more golden in color than a Granny Smith apple. It's not quite that punch of green that you see in the Granny Smith, and it's huge. It's like the size of a softball.
Right.
And I had to bring it in just so we could look at it. It's like a still life unto itself, isn't it? And the cider has a nice tartness to it. Yeah, it's very clean.
It's very refreshing.
It's very clean. You know, I feel like, you know, the charcuterie popularity, I feel, has really come up in the last, I would say, 12 years. Mm-hmm. Here on, and you can almost find it on a menu at any restaurant you go to now. But it certainly, I think, gained popularity the last decade or so in the United States. And anything on the charcuterie board is just screaming for hard cider and wine, but especially effervescent, anything with bubbles. Mm-hmm. Just the charcuterie boards tend to be, you know, full of flavor because they're generally pretty fatty, but, you know, with protein and other flavors too. But it really just works so well with the Riesling. Sparkling Riesling would be a nice one that you could find here in the Hudson Valley pretty easily.
Right.
The
ciders
are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the ciders range from dry, you know, bone dry with a champagne yeast all the way over to something that's semi-sweet or fairly sweet. So I think it's also a nice plug for the hard cider industry, which in the Hudson Valley especially has really taken off, and it's just a very interesting flavor profile in all those ciders too. The quince cider we're having today, I think it has a nice cleansing. It's almost a little bit tannic, I think, from the quince, but evenly balanced and finishes dry, but it has that little punch of sweet.
Yeah. It's really nicely balanced.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Good. And so what did you think about the cheese and the honey together?
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's just a treat.
Yeah, good.
It really works together really nicely.
And then Adam also tried the potato chorizo with the little pea shoot. What did you think of that?
Yeah, nice contrast. Yeah, hit the spot. Very nice choices, actually.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. The time you took, obviously, and thought. You know, it really is what a special occasion. Again, I'm talking to Lachelle Connix Wiley. It's a, you know, she is the market manager at Taste New York at Todd Hill, right there on the Taconic Parkway, a little north of 84, I guess you could say.
Exactly 10 miles north of 84.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And about half a mile south of Route 55.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming to or from Poughkeepsie, we're kind of in this area known as LaGrange.
Right.
LaGrangeville.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. And I recommend stopping by, say hi to Lachelle. You are there, right, most of the time or
sure.
most weekdays?
Sure. I'm in and out. I'm a moving target.
Yeah.
but certainly there's staff there all the time. The restrooms are open until about 9 p.m. every night. And then the store hours right now, we're in a seasonal schedule right now where we are closed on Tuesdays until about the 1st of June, but otherwise our store hours are generally from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and we do stay open later on Fridays and Sundays for the convenience of the motors going to and from their weekend road trips, and so 10 to 7 on Fridays and Sundays.
Yeah. Lachelle, many thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate your appearing on Tasting Tuesday, and yes, we will do this again if that is a guarantee.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. 98.1 KZE.